Well, Marcus O'Sullivan, first of all, it is great to meet you, and you're very welcome to Kerry. What actually brings you to Kerry?
What brings me to Kerry is a mountain climb to Carron Tuil tomorrow that my good friend Jerkeen has invited me down. And so we're here for more kind of hiking more than anything else.
Staying with Kerry for a minute, what Kerry people would you have met in your life travelling the world and running races, and who would you have come up against, and did any Kerry people influence your lives?
I think to me, from an athletic standpoint, some of the runners would be the likes of Frank Conway, Jerry Kiernan. Jerry would have run in the LA Olympics in 1984, and I would have been on the same team with him when Jerry got eighth. Lestole man. And Frank Conway went to Providence College a little bit later than me when I went to Villanova, but I would have really gotten to know him as a good salt of the earth Kerry man, which was, I think, the epitome of what Kerry to me is all about. Good people, salt of the earth, hardworking people, you know.
You're a Cork man yourself, Marcus, and give us an idea about your youth growing up in Cork, and how did athletics come into your life, and eventually how did you get to Villanova?
I hope you won't hold it against me that I'm a Cork man now, but I grew up in Turner's Cross in Cork, and I always like to think that I was a young athlete, struggling in sorts to kind of, you have to understand, I wasn't even in the best young boy in my secondary school all the way through. So Clos de Creasery, where I went to school, we'd have a sports day every year, and I never won a sports day event. So I would like to think of myself as an athlete that was an aspiring athlete in secondary school, but but not an athlete that would have made people think he's going to be an Olympian someday, or he's going to be a world champion someday. And I guess a big part of it was the struggle in secondary school. I was small for my age, and it probably took me a lot longer than most to mature. And even when I did graduate from Clos de Creasery, I wasn't good enough to get a scholarship. Those dream type scholarships that you'd be thinking about going to America. And so consequently, I ended up staying at home for another year. And was influenced by a man at the time by the name of Donald Walsh. And Donnie took me under his wing for the year. And basically took me at night, and he coached me, and he trained me for the year.
Donnie Walsh was a great athlete, a great runner himself, if I'm thinking about the same man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Donnie went to Villanova, came back, was a 72 Olympian in the marathon. And happened to be a member of Lee Vale Athletic Club, which is the club that I was affiliated with. And basically just took me under his wing for the year and kind of got me to the point where I was able to get a scholarship. And then from that point on, I went off to Villanova.
And of course, Villanova has a great Irish tradition, hasn't it, Marcus? Going back to Ronnie Delaney and various other Irish athletes gone out there. So you were, would that have influenced you?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I was a young boy growing up, Villanova was such a dream school to go to. And so consequently, when Donnie took me under his wing, it's not like he wanted me to go to Villanova, but I found out later from other companions or mutual friends that he would have really wanted me to go. So knowing that he was in a way training me for a kind of a position at Villanova in terms of to go off and go running, it kind of secured it for me that that's where I needed to go. But Villanova would have had a tremendous tradition in terms of John Joe Barry and Jimmy Reardon, and then after that was the Ronnie Delaney's and the like. But we've never, like for example, we've never not had an Olympian since 1948 representing the university. Yeah. So there's never been an Olympics that there hasn't been a Villanovan in it. And that's a tremendous accomplishment in terms of...
Before I talk about your great achievements, I'll bring you back again about your mother and father and how many were in the family.
We had my mum and my dad, and then I had two sisters and one brother. And they weren't really affiliated. My sister did some running, but my older brother and sister wouldn't have. And it was one of those things where I always remember my dad used to take me on long walks on a Sunday. This is a story I tell to a lot of kids if I get an opportunity to talk with kids, which I do quite often. And it was by the CMP, which is the milk producing bottling factory, out along the Kinsale Road. And he would walk us now on a Sunday. We would walk maybe 12, 13 miles, and we were 7 and 8 years old at the time. And I always remember asking my dad one day, "Dad, do you think I could make the Olympic team?" And as a seven-year-old, obviously, maybe my dad has now since passed away, and I kind of always dedicate this portion of it to him, but he turned to me and he said, well, and I'm sure he was entertaining me more than anything, but he turned to me and he said, well, I think in 76, you're not going to be old enough. It's the early 70s. And in 80, it's going to be in Moscow. And I don't know if you'll make that, but 84 is a good year. But he turned to me and he said, well, I think in 76, you're not going to be old enough. It's the early 70s. And in 80, it's going to be in Moscow. And I don't know if you'll make that, but 84 is a good year. 84 is a good year. And I think maybe 84 is a year you might want to consider trying to make the Olympic team. Now, I hadn't even started running at this stage. And I always remember that he planted the seed and we never discussed it ever again. I never came back to him and asked him again.
You subsequently, Marcus, went on and you participated in 4 Olympic Games, which is an amazing experience. Now, was your dad alive for those games?
He was, yeah, yeah. In 84, I graduated Villanova and I made my first Olympic team. And there's an interesting photograph that I picked up a number of years ago, and I used this photograph. And it's myself and it's Steve Ovett from Great Britain, who was the Olympic champion from the previous in Moscow. And there was a time in my life, I'm going to divert for just a second, but there was a time in my life in my junior year, my third year in college, where I kind of floundered. And I didn't quite have the drive and determination. I drifted. John Boelliott, the great coach of Villanova, had passed away my freshman year, my first year. So I kind of floundered for a couple of years, and we were not doing well as a team. And I remember coming back to Donnie Walsh. I needed guidance. I almost quit school. And I came back to Donnie, and I met him. And you'd have to understand Donnie. You'd have your meetings in a bar, and you'd go into a smoke-filled room, and you'd find him, and he'd be there sitting there philosophizing on life over a Heineken.
Did he have a moustache?
He did. Yes. Had a moustache, and he had a nice big ring that he used to tap off the side of his glass when he was conversing, you know, yeah, to let you know that he was an NCAA champion, you know. And so I remember saying to Donnie one time, I was telling him about I got really depressed. I mean, when you look back now, and when you look back at times when kids are growing up between the ages of 18 and 22, they go through this kind of soul-searching moment in life where they don't understand accountability. They don't understand responsibility. And I was going through that. And I went home to Donnie and I sat in the bar, and he always made me keep diaries. He said, bring your diaries. So I brought my diaries and he was looking through my diaries. And he said, I'm paraphrasing here now, but he said something to the effect is that you're an absolute disgrace. He said, you're not even making the effort that you need. You're blaming everybody around you for your inadequacies and for your not doing well. And he said, ultimately, you have to take full responsibility for yourself. And I hummed and I hawed, and I was, I understand where you're coming from. And he said, and I said, well, it's the middle of June. I said, all right, I'll regain my composure. I'll start in a few weeks. My roommate's coming over from America tomorrow, and we want to go camping. And he said, how about we start tomorrow? You've wasted enough time already. And the thing that I walked home that night, liberated. Because for the first time, somebody really looked me in the eye and said, take responsibility and be honest to yourself and be accountable for your own actions. And he said, the worst thing in life you could do in life is not fail. The worst thing you could ever do in life is not try. And so he said, you've been given some gifts. So use them. Use them. And that was the turning point in my life. And we've never discussed it, Donnie, and I've never really discussed it. This is the first time I've ever said it in public in Irish. I'll do it in the US, but I won't necessarily do it in Ireland. But and he said, use them. And I walked home that night feeling like somebody had caught me by the shoulders and said, son, you're going in the wrong direction. This is where you need to be going.
Was that a turning point in your life?
A major turning point. Major turning point in my life. And the next year I made the Olympic team.
So, Marcus, what do you say to people listening to this programme now that are involved in all sports and would be at a crossroads in relation to they're not progressing and they're blaming somebody else, like you did? What would you say to the listeners?
It's not only sport, it's life. To me, running or athletics is a metaphor for life. And it's a process that you go through understanding yourself. And it's callous in terms of there's results at the end of it, at the end of a football game or at the end of a race or at the end of a bike race or a horse race or whatever. There's a callousness about it that it is what it is. You finish last, you finish first, you finish second, you finish third. And you have to take an assessment and you have to take accountability and responsibility. Did I give it my best? And I always felt in life that the most important thing that you could do is just give it your best. Do the best you can and enjoy it now. It doesn't mean work to the point where you're working yourself to the bone. It's working yourself methodically and consequently it over a span of time, it all adds up. And at the end result is a kind of, is the personification of what life is supposed to be all about in terms of doing the best you can and having a result that you're proud of because you gave it your best.
After that conversation with Donnie Welsh, you went on and you took part in 4 Olympics. You won 5 Wanamaker Miles in America. You won 3 World Championships. You ran 101 sub-4-minute miles. What you achieved is absolutely unbelievable. If we could just turn to the Olympics, your 4 Olympics, Marcus, there's so much to talk about. You took part in the 1500 metres and was it the 800 metres in the 4 Olympics. What are your memories of those 4 Olympics? And I must ask you, what I'd ask every Olympian is, was it a huge disappointment that you didn't win a medal?
You know what, it is. I mean, first of all, let me say that the Olympics is, in terms of athletics anyway, for me, it was a very, very big part of my athletic career, but it was a part of my athletic career. So it is the Olympics unto itself, and it's the crown jewel of what